It's 75 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Jen Johnson and Dr. Kyle Horton. Jen is a counselor, a photographer, mindfulness teacher, and a writer. And Kyle is an internal medicine doctor. And they joined forces and they co-direct the Invisible Wounds of War project. Thank you, ladies, both for being here with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you can find out more about this project at invisiblewoundsnc.com. There's a lot of information on that website about this project. It's lucky for us to have these folks here to talk to us about it. Now, as a part of the project, there are opportunities for folks to be involved, including writing workshops, mindfulness workshops, and photography sessions, and more. There's an exhibit that's being constructed, but we're going to focus today on the writing workshop. And I'm going to start with Jen Johnson. Jen, can you tell us about the writing workshop for veterans?
Yes, we're hosting a writing workshop for veterans on Saturday, September the 12th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Northeast Branch of the New Hanover County Library. And we do ask for folks to pre-register for that workshop. It is free, but what we want to offer is a healing opportunity for veterans to write about the invisible wounds of war, to write about how being in war has impacted them psychologically, spiritually, and morally.
Now, I understand that you're doing the writing workshop. You also are taking submissions online?
Yes.
Through the website?
We have a page on our website where people can submit writing anonymously. It is anonymous. We don't have any way of tracking those submissions to anybody's email. We're also providing an opportunity for people to mail in a writing submission if they're more comfortable with that. And that address is on the website as well.
Sure. Now, Dr. Kyle Horton, perhaps you can talk to us a little bit about some of the psychological issues. I understand that veterans are committing suicide at a rate of 22 per day. And tell me about the motivation to create this that you're coming from.
That's right. It's a rate of 22 per day now, which is truly a public health epidemic in terms of veterans committing suicide. I grew up in a veteran and active duty family, and I was probably 7 years old when I realized that my dad had an older brother. And it was years later before I realized that although Elwood had served in Vietnam, he didn't die until 8 weeks after he returned. So that stuck with me my whole life, that veterans could actually be lost when they're stateside and supposed to be safe at home. Right. So as I realized that data about losing 22 veterans to suicide per day, which is more than we lose in active duty combat now, I really knew that I had to do something to work with veterans and to promote healing, not just of their psychological injuries and the better known things like anxiety, PTSD, depression, but also to address moral and spiritual injury after we've told them that thou shalt not kill, but then they're faced with situations in which they absolutely have to act to protect our freedom. So that's what we're trying to promote, is that healing, understanding, and compassion to keep our veterans safe at home.
Sure. You are creating this exhibit, and I understand that the need for civilians to be able to connect with the veteran experience that is often just completely unfamiliar to many civilians. How do you plan on bringing civilians in? How do you involve civilians in the conversation?
Well, we hope that this exhibit will do a lot of the work for us. We've one of our committee members, our planning committee members, Ted Gettings, who's our favorite volunteer, has created 1,500 of these 5x7 wooden plaques, and we're asking veterans to write on those plaques. We're also going to be transcribing the online submissions of writing that we receive. And those plaques will be displayed at the exhibit. So they'll be displayed in a way that people can sort through them and see, you know, read about what are veterans experiencing as invisible wounds of war.
And that exhibit, by the way, is in November, November 5th, and it's at the UNCW Library. So you'll have a lot of space there to put a lot of stuff out. That should be really a good spot for that exhibit. By the way, if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Jen Johnson and Dr. Kyle Horton. They are from the Invisible Wounds of War Project. And you can find out more about this project at InvisibleWoundsNC.com. Now, how did the two of you connect to start doing this work together to create this project?
It was literally serendipitously. I was in a coffee shop talking about this project with someone, and he said, "You need to meet Kyle Horton." And an hour later, I ran into her at a community event, and she introduced herself. And I said, I just started laughing. I said, "Somebody just told me an hour ago to meet with you. Do you want to do this project?" And she said, "Yes, let's meet next week." And the opportunity, we want to thank our gracious sponsor, the North Carolina Humanities Council. The opportunity to apply for grant funding came after we had been planning this for a year, and we received grant funding this June, and we're very grateful to them as our sponsor.
Yeah, this is kind of an abstract question, but how do you think it helps veterans or people who've been through these kinds of situations? How does it help them to tell their story and to be photographed, to put these things together?
Well, there's a lot of research out there that shows that telling stories is healing, writing is healing, therapeutic photography is healing, and it's a way for people to make order from the chaos, whereas just simply talking about it might be difficult. If you offer someone prompts to get them started with writing and give them support and structure, it's often easier. The photography sessions, I'll be working with the veterans, and they'll be designing their self-portrait. And my question will be, how would you like to be portrayed? And so we'll design that portrait with the veterans and let them be in charge of how they're portrayed, which I think is really important.
Sure. So be able to have some anchor in the story of your life and the experiences that you've had.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So the next important thing happening in this project is on September 12th at 12:30 to 4:30 at the Northeast Branch of the Library. And that is the writing workshop for veterans. And you can find out more about that and sign up at InvisibleWoundsNC.com. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
It's been a real delight. It is 75 degrees, and it's 12:06 coming up next on 91.3. It's The State of Things, and music continues here on Classical HQR.